Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
So I have an etiquette question.
What?
For you, Maddie.
Yes.
What's the traditional...
Greg.
You're not a Greg.
Gregs are hot. They're hot and kind of masculine, and that is not me. Every Greg I know has been hot. We just way later. So
yeah.
Continue, Poodle. What's your etiquette?
We? Anyway, I have a question. What is the traditional gift for someone, let's say... Your pictures were used to catfish me. Like, it's like, is it paper?
Wood?
Is it faux fur? Like, your pictures were used to catfish me?
I think it's definitely a Bath and Body Works candle.
I liked it that both sisters went, a candle's a good idea.
He got a nice candle. It's a $5 Bath and Body Works candle that's on sale. Three for 15.
So, it's almost like I need to get this out, but... Not only is Ty Ray so sad to be visiting this woman,
mm-hmm.
he thinks she needs a gift because she's meeting him. Because her pictures were used to catfish him. And she might be in league.
Might be in
with
league.
With the scammer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this made my brain hurt. And also, y'all, this woman is an adult star. So being on television is the gift.
That's the gift. She wants to be on this show.
This is Reality
Gaze.
This is B90.
This is B90. This is Reality Gaze. My name is Maddie, and this is Jake.
And I'm Greg.
A.K.A.
I was
Poodle.
I was speechless. When he said, I guess I need to get her something.
I actually stopped the recording. And I looked around, kind of like, I was watching it, and I stopped and I looked around like, did anybody else hear that?
His segments make me question, am I a winner in life? I think I might be.
I think so.
I think everyone is. Compared to Ty Ray.
Yeah, it's...
We're all winners, baby.
We're past the point of empathy for him because you feel sorry. Remember, his dad was murdered in a park when he was young.
And his mother had a stroke. Mother and had he's a stroke, had to spend the rest of his life taking care of her.
But at some point, you have chosen to see what you want to see.
And this is the best part.
I'm sitting like Chantel right now. On our class list. Y'all, we're doing class with Hay right now.
No, you just need to be really not used to using so moving this. Your mouth.
So, and I.
Boy, talk about someone who needs a personality like transplant. I just never see a personality.
Again, but when you when you walk it back, this is someone who said, I'm going to just not play, strum a ukulele because it makes people happy.
Oh, I was talking about Chantel, but.
Oh.
Yeah, personality transplant.
It was hard to tell. She does need a personality transplant.
I think he's so beat down by life. But
I just want to hug him. But then I'm afraid he's going to think I'm in love with him.
Fair. Wait, do I have feelings for this man who just hugged me?
Like, I kind of think if he finds out if the guy who said I love him, I think he'd be open to
like
that.
Like, spontaneously gay.
And I don't even think he's gay. I just think
he's
desperate for love.
And to me,
that's what this show should be called.
Desperate for love.
Desperate for love. A new Matt Sharp joint.
I will say, both Statler and Ty Ray, peak 90 days. They are love sick idiots. And I say that in the kindest way possible.
Well, I think Ty Ray is more of an idiot. I think Statler is more of truly love is blind for her. She's like,
but I'm saying these two people, that's exactly who the show needs to
that's
have.
That's what
on.
I
just want to say one more thing about Ty Ray. We'll probably just do him first. Well, that's the second show.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in the second show.
Okay. I don't want to say any more then because...
Okay, let's pause. We've talked a lot.
I have fundamental questions about competency.
Competency. I get it. I get it.
And to be on a show.
Well, then let's talk real quick about announcements. Y'all, you're going to get later in this episode, Poodle's going to be giving an update on his thoughts of the new Big Brother cast. So stay tuned for that.
I thought it was a joke.
Save it.
Sorry.
God. Yeah, I bet you can never work with an edging coach. You would just come in the first 2 minutes.
It's not for me.
Don't Google edging at work if you go.
Or gooning.
Carl,
you just goon.
Edging and gooning, Carl?
Don't.
Shoot her. Go get mama's tablet.
It's a what is her tablet?
Yeah.
It's definitely not an iPad.
No, it's definitely like a
visor.
Acer tablet.
I got yelled at because I was told that an Acer was actually a nice laptop.
Really?
By a lot of people.
Sorry.
Like a gaming laptop.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Not familiar with gaming.
I've just seen little Acers that look like they're like $200.
That's what I've seen.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to remind y'all, actually the casting reached out to us for 90 Day UK, and they just want to let you know that 90 Day Fiancé UK is casting for season 3.
Trace,
the UK team, they're looking for amazing couples and long distance relationship who have a juicy story to tell. Have you found love abroad? Or perhaps you're in the talking stages with someone online who lives overseas and want to see if the connection can go the distance. If you or your partner are from the UK and you're looking to bridge the gap, no matter what stage it's at, the casting team would love to chat, get in touch, and tell them about it. You can email 90dayfiance@cplproductions.co.uk.
All sex tourists encouraged to apply.
Yes.
Part.
or you can visit shortaudition.com/90.
How about we put
DFUKS3.
How about we put those links in the
show notes?
We probably
forget. Oh, maybe in the show notes. Okay.
No one's writing down everything what we just said.
No, they're driving in the car going, Blimey, it's time I get everything. Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to Kenya to marry my
That's true. Y'all, 90K is UK. Very good. What did I say?
90K.
That's what they all do. Ketamine. I'd watch it. 90 Day UK is very good. We're enjoying it.
90 Day Special K.
Some of you might have seen this week that there's, you're like, what's this? 90 Day Fiancé.
What's this? What's this? What's this? Magic in the air.
Happily ever after. What? Huh? Our class list is dropped. It's normally on our $5 tier of RG Plus.
Yeah.
But it's the first episode of Happily Ever After season 4. So
try before you buy.
Try before we've got Larissa and Colty. This is when she flushed her ring down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And Colt is very emotional about it.
When she flushed her my ring down the toilet, she broke my heart.
We need to get you Colt glasses so you
she broke my heart.
Broke her heart.
She broke my heart.
We've got them. We have Andre and Libby.
Yeah.
Their first season. We've also got Ashley and Jay, and her just basically just fucking with him for a season.
And him basically saying, what else do you want me to say? Sorry. I mean, what else should I tell you?
Well, yeah, just say that one word. Who else is on it? I'm blanking. What's new?
Nickel and Azin. That was scary.
Sorry. Nickel and Azin, y'all. Nickel with really terrible dyed blonde hair.
Yeah, it's really bad.
She had such pretty hair. That was
Chantel and Pedro. This is also the first appearance of Shocky.
Shocky. I-Y-K-Y-K.
Mama Karen's taser.
Yes. Shocky. The Shocky dude. God.
It is high-level foolishness.
It's high-level foolishness. Who else? There's somebody. We mentioned Chantel, Pedro. Who else?
Pal and Russ.
Oh, Pal and Russ. They're going to Oklahoma, and Pal is pregnant, and Russ, we're attracted to. It's a problem.
It's really interesting. He has such a two-face for me.
And
it all is dependent upon his hair. Completely.
Any other announcements, Poods?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on.
F Boy Island, which we covered.
Thank you.
The new season, actually, if you're listening right now, the new season has already started. Or so the old season, if you never saw it on HBO Max, the old season is airing on August 3rd.
Oh, the 3rd. Shit, I got to do that. I thought it was the 13th.
I think either we were talking about doing an encore thing, or you can just find our episodes.
No. We are doing. I've talked to Christina. Okay. So she's doing a little encore of that, and we're going to have that ready to go. So, because it might be hard for y'all to find. So we are not covering the new season of F-Boy Island.
No.
We don't have the time. We did not cover season 2.
We did not.
Because at the time we were packed. Although a lot of sissies said it's really good.
This is one of those things too hot to handle. After a while, you're an idiot if you don't get the point.
I know. So, but we really enjoyed season 1 of F-Boy Island, so we'll be putting...
I enjoyed it until like the last 2 episodes. Well, because then They threw out the rules.
Thanks for just ruining it for everybody going on the journey with us. Again.
Why shouldn't I ruin it? Why shouldn't I already let people know?
Worst edging student ever. All right.
I don't need to edge you.
Okay.
I think that's it.
I have an announcement, too, I wanted to tell you about. So.
Is this show related?
It is, because I have to prepare you. So I went to the orthodontist, and I got my Invisalign off. I'm done with Invisalign.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. My long national nightmare is over, and everyone else's.
Well, and he said it didn't work as well as he wanted to, so at the end of September, I'm getting braces.
You're lying.
Nope. He's going to put adult braces on me.
This is not happening.
No, I swear to God. I swear to God.
This is not happening.
I'm so sorry.
I can't have you.
When I told you before that I said, give me braces, I was kidding. I never said that to him because I never wanted braces.
I can't have you bring in some Jan Brady bullshit in here.
No, I am.
This is going to be too much. I will never be able to take you seriously.
I think this will be good for you. It'll help you get used to it. Because it's like a... Because I don't mind the dull braces. I don't want to be touched by a man right now anyway. I just want to focus on our shit, so it's good. I won't be able to suck dick, but that's fine. But maybe this will help.
I don't need to get adjusted to adult braces.
It's going to be 2 months, so I'm telling you now so you can prepare yourself. He said it's going to be short. He said, I want to get it done as quick as possible. I don't know yet. He literally had to take impressions of my mouth and said, I got to think about this one. Because basically he can't fix my top teeth from biting on the side of my bottom jaw with Invisalign and it'll crack my teeth. So it's not a, it's a more of a structural thing.
Is there genealogy of like a mule in your family? What the fuck is going on with your bite?
Well, I had to have jaw surgery. I had a class 3.
Not only did you have to have radical jaw surgery.
Well, I didn't wear my retainer after because I forgot it. So it never set. If I'd done that, we wouldn't be here.
No one wears their fucking retainer.
Let's
clarify. But you had to have radical jaw surgery in the beginning.
And when I was 18? Yeah. Not in the beginning, at the end. Yeah.
We need to move on. I'm
curious. I just had to prepare you.
You know what? It's probably a good idea.
No, I'm sorry. I truly didn't ask for it. I teased you and told you, but I really didn't.
It's like the universe is trying to make you ever more socially unacceptable to me that's possible.
I think it'll be fine.
I think Miss Universe is really testing me.
I think she is. Miss Uni's like, I'm going to get that one.
You know what? It can't be worse than the retainer lisping. It can't be worse.
Well, it's going to be braces and probably, he said, probably some rubber bands.
You're in your mid-40s. At this point...
I wish y'all could... If you're watching
the intimate
portrait...
Wire the jaw shut and call it a wash.
Just get a feeding tube.
Yes. There's hair on this microphone. Let's move on. I need to... I'm like Phantom. I am past the point of no return.
If you're watching Intimate Red, I'm red from laughing and Poodle's red from shock.
I'm white. From thinking about what I'm going to have to endure. Y'all, say a prayer for me. I can't stare. I'm going to have to stare at that metal mouth.
The thing I loved about braces, I'll get the little rubber bands with different colors around them.
I wonder if it's possible to auction you off.
Maybe. We need to move on. We do.
Amanda and Rosvon. I was not happy to see them back. I'm always happy to see his face.
God, he's so
I'm telling you,
fucking gorgeous.
We're talking top 2, top 3 men.
I think he might be my number 1.
He's fucking hot.
Only Andre is a little bit, because Andre fucks better, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least
I agree.
How we like.
But just traditional beauty. Oh. He's like Rosmond's like editorial print. Like you'd see him in like a cologne ad.
And also too, at least from what we've seen so far, a nice guy.
Yeah.
A nice guy. Yeah, sorry we're blowing our nose stuff, y'all. I've got a sinus infection.
And it's been really, the temperature's been all over the place.
Sorry for you noise people. We are truly doing our best.
We're struggling today.
So... I at first wasn't glad to see them, but then when I saw Deanna, everything got better.
Boy, God, I love Deanna.
I fucking love that woman. I love her. Okay, so Rosalind's like, he's kind of like a bleeding heart. He's so like wanting her to love him.
Well, I think his goals are more modest. I think he just wants her to be nice to him.
I think that's true. Like, literally, that's what he wants. And she's just... What really pissed me off this episode is that, so, they're going to eat food and
at a traditional Romanian restaurant. And the one thing he seems like he can do is make her laugh.
Yeah, she's like, I love that he makes me laugh. And I gotta say, we've mentioned this before, but she would never get this. Like, I don't get, as an American, would you be turned off if you were dating someone, or in this case, cheating on your husband who was dying of cancer, talking to
allegedly.
This guy?
Allegedly.
Although there are receipts.
Yeah.
But for a good while, and then he says, it's always been my dream to go to America. Would that trigger you or not?
I cannot believe this man had not, in their voluminous history of conversation, had never said that. Maybe she didn't hear it.
That part.
I also think she is seizing upon every opportunity possible. When he gives her something, she's like, well, that's a red flag.
Because
what needs to happen is she needs to justify to him to go home early. She needs to justify because she's got the ick from him, which is weird.
She's not into him.
Well, the problem is, I think she realized that she's not into anyone right now. Because she's so fucking sick with grief still.
Grief and racked with guilt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, like, and I'm going to clarify, I do not feel sorry for her.
I don't.
Yeah, I just don't.
Because
it sucks that it happened to her, but I don't feel sorry for her.
Because she made choices and created this. So this.
And she's also weaponizing her own cruelty to him.
Yes.
And he doesn't deserve that.
And the whole thing at this dinner. When she starts going down, well, I didn't know that. He's like, I told you. It was my dream as a child. And he's like, it's not about you. And she, the whole thing that she brings up of, well, I just can't think about me. I have to think about my children sleeping on those prayer blankets.
Well,
and I went, fuck you, because you weren't thinking about your children before when you were texting this guy and having this.
Well, the thing is, what he wants to do is just to talk about their relationship in the present. She can't be in the present.
Oh, that's a great point.
The only thing she's thinking of is, I have to make sure if he's a good stepfather for Junior and Kaylee or Alina or whatever the kids' names are.
Remember, she told her sister in the U.S.
She wants a proposal.
She wants a proposal. Where is that person?
Fairy tale thinking. Because that means she's thinking about what could happen in the future. I think what she really wants is to get proposed to, or as they say, a lot of times with the English cognates, they'll say, I want to propose her.
Oh, propose her.
I love that because that's exactly what it should be. In English, we don't have that grammatical cognate. Yes, you could snore, please. I just think it's very interesting.
No, I was actually interested.
Anyway.
Yeah, so, no, it was.
First time for everything.
I'd like someone to propose me. Put me on a cake.
I'm just saying the verb is intransitive. It has a direct object in English.
Now you're losing me. Sorry, you had me.
But in probably a lot of other languages, it doesn't mean...
Just so you know, the word intransitive, just... it's immediate.
Sorry.
But it was... I just think
it's interesting. And everyone else doesn't give a fuck.
Do you think she does want a relationship with him, but she Well, hold on. She just, with him or anyone, just a long-distance, non-physical relationship. So she can say she has a boyfriend.
My boyfriend. Have you met my boyfriend, the one who lives in Romania?
Yeah, I feel like, I guarantee you, because they're going to break up. Hopefully. I hope to God, I don't think he's going to break up with her.
Because
he doesn't want to break up with the widow. But
no.
I think she'll break up with him. I bet you she'll have another long distance boyfriend. Yep.
What she wants is long distance intimacy and the idea of something. Her grief will not let her be in the real life right now. Long distance means for her, imaginary.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. For a lot of people, long distance is a way of getting to know someone, but it's just like she was telegraphing everything. She said it. Well, I don't think I want you to come and see me in Louisiana because that would make it real.
Yeah.
Because it's okay when I'm in your country with your strange pork brains and your weird food and your gorgeous women in bikinis.
She's... I don't know. I don't know.
She's
well,
repellent to
I
me.
Actually think,
her personality sucks.
I think because Sean Robinson is not going to be the host of the tell-all.
I hope she gets roasted.
I think she's going to get roasted. If Sean Robinson was there, I think more yeah. people would be
Here's why I'm questionable. I think it's the way the whole thing was set up. The first thing we saw of the whole season was her and those kids, perfect American mom, grieving mom.
Mm-hmm.
I think the show sets that up.
Don't forget, we also saw Daddy's box was hard when I was crying.
Still in some ways darker than Sheila's mother's coffin.
That's a close call. Yeah. That's a horse race right there.
It's weird. In some ways, it's like Faulkner level Daddy's box is. Like Old South explaining Civil War reasoning.
Let's
it's
talk
just
about
so dark.
Diana. I want my turn my phone on silent. It keeps buzzing. It's bugging me.
You don't know how to put it on silent. That's been established. So anyway, Razvan basically says, well, the next day they didn't talk about anything from last night. And he says, I don't care about America. And she goes, okay.
Okay.
But...
Dead eyes.
Boy, talk about someone leading someone along with just scraps. And anyway, so this is Deanna says, let's go to a pool. And I think, oh, this is just we're hanging out at my friend's ranch house. This is a villa. This is a full-on villa.
It's
next to a lake.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
I think Deanna has friends in high places.
Yeah. She even, like, she reminds me, like, if she could sing, she would make a very good, not Countess, in Sound of Music.
Oh, yeah. Elsa.
Elsa. Yeah.
Baroness.
Baroness. Thank you.
Yeah, she but you ever heard of a little thing called boarding school? Goals, y'all.
Goals.
Boy, Maria was kind of the villain in that story in some ways.
Okay.
The Baroness just had a life. Her husband left her a bunch of money. She wanted love.
Send your responses to Jake It or Fake It.
I learned a lot from watching The Baroness until she gave up at the end. Then she was a failure.
Hashtag justice for The Baroness.
So, y'all, we walk in. Diana is in a gorgeous little bikini with a
hot
body.
Sorry to go back. You would be the Baroness, and I would be Max.
Yeah. Gay.
Just a gay closet choir teacher.
So, y'all,
So, yes, go ahead.
They're talking, and she didn't bring a swimsuit.
Did you see what... One of the best things, and I don't know if Razvan gets it... Amanda has no poker face. So did
Zero.
You see her when she met her?
Oh, yeah.
And then she immediately
Daggers.
Couldn't look at her and was looking off at the pool. Kind of, she does this thing where she always looks off because this woman can't handle intimacy at all.
Also, this woman is everyone's least favorite guest at a party.
We honestly should say this girl, because she really is like reminds me so much.
It's like a 14-year-old girl.
The 14, and she's got a little bit of that, what we talk about with Kalani and Colini of, I can't show you emotion.
Cool girl syndrome.
Cool girl syndrome.
So, anyway, y'all, she didn't bring a swimsuit, and then Ross found without even saying it, she's on her period.
And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. But I think that's just not.
Yeah.
And honestly.
Even if it was, I think she kind of looked, and she could have said, it was this kind of weird moment where she looked at him like, you should explain it.
I mean, yes, a man shouldn't talk about a woman's, so she's right in that. So I'm not saying that he was fine with that.
I think it's probably in Romania, it's strange to be invited to a pool party
and not bring a
swimsuit.
And
you're 20 something years old.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
And she looks like she has a nice body.
She's a gorgeous girl.
And she could have said, I think she could have said, yeah, I'm just not really going to swim today. But she's so timid and she's so standoffish. She can't say anything.
Mm-hmm. What you got to say, I can't right now because I've got some eczema and it would bother me. That's what I used to say. So I wouldn't have to take my shirt off at the pool.
And then, or you could say, you said, I don't like the way the pool bottom feels on my feet.
It scratches.
Didn't
bring socks. Yeah. That's how you get out of it, Amanda.
So anyway, this already Deanna's kind of like, y'all, Deanna has no chill. Even with the camera, she's kind of like sizing her up.
Oh,
looking.
I can't wait for this woman to be on the tell-all. Can't wait.
And then she says,
Amanda,
let me take your girlfriend for a second.
And let's this wasn't go for announced, a walk.
But it's time for another episode of Reality Games.
This was not
theater.
Talked about.
You do it all the time to me.
Very good. This apple fritter I gave you. It's kicking in.
It is.
I'm assuming that I'll be playing Deanna.
Hell no. What in all the history of knowing me?
Okay, I'll be Amanda.
You can if you'd like.
I don't want to be.
I will criticize your performance. So I'll be playing Deanna. You'll be playing Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And action.
Action.
So how is it working? How is it working being here?
Yeah, it's going good. It's going really good.
So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you love him? Or are you just attached to him? You seem attached to him.
Yeah, I'm attached to him. I love him because,
I look in your eyes.
What?
And I see something.
What? Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
I look in your eyes that says, I love you so much, but I want to kill you right now.
What? What?
You want to kill him.
I don't want to kill him.
Yes.
I love him. I just don't want him to have sex with me.
It says toxic relationship.
What? What? I don't think it's toxic.
Help me understand. Help me understand, young Amanda.
Yeah?
How is it possible to love a person in 6 days?
Well,
is it possible?
Well, we really, it was more than 6 days.
You got
days.
A little period there.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It was more than, more than 6 days because I was really cheating on my husband at the time, allegedly. But
he has suffered a lot in his past.
So have I. I've suffered so much.
I can tell.
Yes, so much.
It's aged you.
Oh.
I don't want you to play with him. Because I want to play with him. I said that in the side
what?
In Shakespearean fashion. No, it's nothing.
Have you seen my husband's box anywhere?
Have you been playing with his beautiful penis?
Not familiar.
This is not love. You attachment. You like...
I don't know what attachment
means. You like
means.
Bidet. You like bidet attachment.
Bidet.
To toilet.
Bidet, is that a book of the Bible? I don't remember. Help me. Help me.
I want to scratch your face with my long nails.
And sing.
I love that this wasn't low-key...
She called her though.
Energy.
She called her out.
Like she read this woman for Deanna read her for filth, and I loved it, y'all. This is Eastern European confidence. This is what a lot of women are like.
I need to move to Eastern Europe.
She just cuts through.
I loved it. That's all I got.
I still loved. Your eyes say you are in love, but you want to kill him.
But you want to kill him.
It's Which so good.
She does.
She does. And it's so obvious that what Deanna was meaning is what Amanda is doing is rationing out every bit of attention she can give to Rosbon so he's completely dehydrated and starving.
And she attached to her, I think, meaning just because she just wants, quote, a boyfriend.
Yes, she nailed exactly what we were saying earlier.
Yeah, she was great.
This woman's a genius, and I love her.
Love her.
Thinking about being her for Halloween.
Don't know if I want to see you in that bikini. But it was hilarious when they sat down to have a talk, and it was just so... A man is looking like literally like she's wearing something from Limited 2, just fully clothed. And Deanna sits down in just the skimpiest bikini with this see-through just, oh, it was gorgeous.
You could not have written the scene better.
All right, grab your phone. Let's talk about Big Brother. I am so upset you did not apply.
Oh, I'm really happy I did not apply.
I'm going to eat some more donuts.
Y'all. The new Big Brother cast.
Yeah, I'm
going to
eat a donut on the show.
Okay. Okay. Just sit it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Can we not get actual donut glaze on my floor? Can we eat it, please, on a napkin? Jesus.
Said the person who once had come on his couch.
That was a remnant of a fun experience, but that wasn't a food product. Well, it could be.
Well, there you go.
So they did the announcement of the new season 26 cast, which mm-hmm. starts airing. And y'all, they did
It's weird.
They did it in a way where like you were doing it for like wrestling or like, and the one guy shows up who looks like a fucking... If I was to be, his name's, I'm Red, and I'm from, like, Knoxville, Tennessee, and I'm like, you're a narc.
It literally looks like...
You're an actual CBS executive dressed in a red beard trying to stir up drama.
I thought they brought Yosemite Sam to life.
Like, and literally. He's like, I'm the craziest prospector you'll ever meet. And then there's a woman who's like, she's like... I'm so-and-so from Australia, and I'm Jade. And then the woman's like, I'm Blue. I'm from New York. I'm like, this is a joke.
It's so gone are normal people. It all just feels so...
It's not even that.
Actor, influencers.
It's like they fired these people enough up to say these things. So it doesn't even feel like they're somewhat relatable anymore.
No, and they save the people that weren't really comfortable at it towards the end. So it gets worse as they go along.
Here's what would have happened to me if they would have asked me to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you be the producer.
Okay.
Y'all, you need to watch it. It's there.
It's great.
It
it's on Instagram.
Absolutely awful.
TikTok, yeah.
And this woman or non-binary person goes, hey, I'm Izzy and I play the flute and sorry, ladies, I'm taken. And it is just like 80s stand-up comedy.
It is very, like, all of the jokes are very, like, it is.
There's a bald black woman. She's like, I'm here to show you what I'm made of.
It's as if they resurrected Rodney Dangerfield to write these jokes for these people.
Yes, and it feels like each of them are, like announcing themselves like they're cast members in Grease.
Yes.
Like, here's Eddie.
All right, so...
Hit it, Pinky!
All right. All right, camera speeding or sound rolling. Okay. All right, Jake, we just need you to do your intro that we talked about.
Sure.
In 3, 2, action.
What do you want me to do again? I'm sorry.
Action. We talked about this. We just need you to... Remember, you're supposed to introduce yourself.
Oh, yeah, great. Here we go.
Yeah. And action.
Hey, I'm Jake, and I'm so excited about being on this new season of Big Brother.
Cut.
Why?
We need you to just, can you be a little bit more, a little more intensity, maybe flamboyant, maybe more sparkly?
No, I can't do that.
Maybe a little
I'm
more
not going to do that.
Rainbowy. I don't want to say the word because I'm
okay,
not allowed
let me try.
To. Okay,
let me
and
try.
Action.
Hey, I'm Jake, and I'm on the new season of Big Brother. I can't wait to get sick.
Jake, remember we talked about that nickname. Remember you say, I'm Jake, everybody calls me Sparkles.
Hi.
Remember that?
I'm Jake, everyone calls me Sparkles. I can't wait to get in there and be fabulous.
Okay, good to snap. Remember when you say sparkles, you've got to slap your ass. Remember that, Jake? Action.
Hey, I'm Jake, a.k.a. Sparkles, and, sorry, Sparkles,
We'll just edit.
And I can't wait to get in there and see all my girlfriends. I'm not doing this. I'm you couldn't pay me enough. This is humiliating.
The prize is $2 million this year.
Hey, I'm Jake. You call me Sparkle.
That would have changed.
That's what it would have taken.
It would have been really hard for you.
Y'all, it would have been. I imagine me doing this and them saying, and I mean, I'm not doing that.
Like, it would be very difficult.
And everyone is a joke.
It is.
And it's sad because
I don't watch the show, so I know, but I know a little bit about the contestants, and it felt like not as serious, but that people kind of had this like almost like Survivor, or just that people were there to like almost like some people were just there to be scenery, but there wasn't anyone that seemed like someone serious about the game of Big Brother.
There's like one or two people who call themselves strategy queens or strategy people, but what it is, it feels like they found these like people from like central casting character actors.
Yes.
And they put all like actors. 11 of those in there.
Yes.
And then 9 normies.
Yes.
And then the normies are like, hey, I'm Brenda. I'm an accounts payable manager from New Orleans. And I have 2 children and 1 has Rye syndrome.
Yeah, they all have something. Like,
it's just, it's like, will I watch this season? Of course I will. What else is there to do in August?
You're applying for the next one.
I think I have to. I'm glad this season went away, because I think people are going to hate this season. I think now maybe we will get more authentic people, but just the types seem so extreme. And it looks like they pick types for conflict, which they've done some seasons, and it just hasn't worked out that well.
Ooh. You should watch it and be on some of the podcasts that talk about Big Brother.
I guess.
Don't some of them have hot guys that host it? I don't know.
The way I like to talk about the show, very few people do. I like to make fun of it. People get super serious about Big Brother.
That's what it is. It is very serious to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I feel like none of the contestants seem to take it seriously.
Oh, they are, but they're just cartoons.
Yeah.
It's dumb. This is the worst cast list I've ever seen.
All right, y'all. That's been your Big Brother.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
In it. Statler and Dempsey. Let's do it.
Starting off the morning with a cold shower.
I don't... Sissies, do y'all get used to it? Everybody does that. I personally don't follow hot, muscle-bound men on Instagram or TikTok, but I've heard a lot of them do cold plunges.
I've seen it done, and I've done, like, if I've been to a Korean spa or something like that, I've done, like, the cold plunge. It's different when you've Yeah, that's what you do.
That's what you do.
But it's different when you've been in the hot water and you do it to start out in the morning where it's already like cold.
You just wake up, get out of cold bed, shower. And jump up in 30-degree water.
I wouldn't do it. Ooh. I could not do it.
Oh, it makes my body just repulse.
I know. Anyway, she's screaming and it's funny. And Statler goes, I made you a smoothie. Ready to meet my dad?
ready to meet my dad. And Statler's like, if I can get through this shower, I can meet your dad.
I'm sorry. I find Statler incredibly relatable.
Because she has no filter and she says just what's on her mind.
Maybe. No, but I don't think there's a lot of pretense.
That's
what you want in someone who's on reality television.
I like both of them actually quite a bit. Me However, too. I will say this whole thing of Dempsey having her meet her dad and her dad has no idea who she is.
It's not good either.
It's not fully, but it's almost like half Sean telling her.
I will say.
Not setting her up to win.
That wasn't brought out enough. The fact that that wasn't brought out enough that Statler didn't comment on it.
Because
I think Statler's like, yeah, I got to meet the dad and maybe tell him that I love her daughter and gonna move in with her.
And meanwhile, I don't think it's for audacity either. I think that Dempsey literally is just, because Dempsey tells her, well, if my dad isn't like you, then I probably won't be with you.
Yeah.
Which is very real, but I just think that's kind of shitty to do to someone.
It feels a little producer initiated to me.
I can't tell. Yeah.
Yeah. It feels a little.
I mean,
it's not that I don't think it's true. I just think we're making sure to say it. So we're raising stakes. But one thing they're talking about on the way there to meet, we do find out that the father liked her previous ex. But then the relationship went rough and she said, it went bad. I didn't eat. It was a very toxic relationship. And so he really soured on my previous relationship.
Yes.
Like any parent probably popped would. It was aggressive.
It was. Sorry.
And so she's like, so have you been to the seaside towns before? She's like, yeah, I've been to Devon and blah, blah, blah.
She just starts listing.
She lists like four towns she's went to. And Dib's like, okay. She's like, so do you have the same connection with her as with me? And then this is the thing. You can't fake this. She's like, no, you kind of feel like my other half.
You feel like, you feel my other half. And it's very different.
There's no comparison.
And then she just kind of exclaims what I don't want
to. Oh, to be in love.
Ah, to be in love. To be loved. To be loved.
Now, this, let's be clear. This is love bombing.
It is love bombing. It is.
It doesn't matter how you say it. I get it. It's not like she's saying, I love you. I have really strong feelings for you. But let's call it what it is. And even though she's low-key covertly doing it, it's way too early.
It's what I feared. The reason why I feel like they're the most DOA, because it's going to be too much too soon.
And Dempsey nails it. She's like, I feel like she's rushing things later when she's talking about this because she really needs love and attention right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
which, when someone said to read between the lines, under that is, if you feel like you're with someone that needs love and attention, then you feel like they almost need that from anyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you feel like you're special.
So later on we meet Richard, a member of the Showman's Guild. He's been quite a carny his whole life.
He
wasn't as bad.
But they did subtitle him because I was like, if it wasn't for the subtitles, I would have been a little.
It's a little Northern Yorkshire. Katie's Nan.
He's very likable.
But I liked it. Stella hugs him. She's like, you smell really great. It's that he's like, like an old British man.
grumble. Yeah, grumble.
But he's like, so how did this start? Well, this is the thing. So Dempsey is introducing her introducing him as her to introducing him to her as her girlfriend is like, so I'm in a relationship for 7 months now. And again, I don't think this is good either.
No.
Yeah, I can't believe it wasn't told.
What would Mother Poodle say if you said, hey, Mom, this is so-and-so. I've been in a relationship with them for 7 months.
You mean together? Oh. Okay. Nice to meet you. Wish I would have heard more about you. I guess Jay Bird's going to let, you know, I'm the last to know. What's your family like? he says, well, we liked each other. Statler says, we liked each other on the app, so I came over here. And he's like, oh, okay.
Okay.
And
then Dempsey goes and gets food. We'll say when she comes back, those fish and chips look very good.
Yeah. Does look good.
She goes and gets food. So meanwhile, Dad is starting to grill her. And that's the thing about Statler is a lot of these things that you wouldn't tell someone, she has no filter.
Yeah.
So she just kind of vomits all of her intentions about Dempsey. I think that with the hopes of making him feel like...
With disarming him. With honesty. Disarming.
And I say this because later on, Statler says, that went really well. And I'm like... No, well, it didn't.
It went really well for Statler because in her mind, she told him everything she needed to tell him.
Yeah.
Now know what someone knows. So in her brain, what she's not realizing is
even not everyone. Dempsey doesn't know.
Right. Not everyone is as uncomfortable knowing so much when they first meet someone. Statler's only thinking about kind of getting her emotional needs met instead of worrying about the other person's emotional needs.
I would almost say that for both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, and she even says, so my lease is up and I'm thinking about moving in with her. That's pretty fast.
grumble.
Anyway, and he's like, she's a nice girl, but there's alarm bells ringing. She's a bit of a nice girl. So
I think I love music to take the poop on me. I'm getting married in the morning.
That's who he is.
He is Albert Doolittle.
He is Albert Doolittle.
Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime.
How dare they put Norbert Leo Butts in that revival? He is not Albert Doolittle.
I don't know who that is.
Come on.
Norman?
Norbert Leo Butts.
Norm?
He was in Last 5 Years.
Norbert Kathy. Leo Butts, huh? I didn't watch Last 5 Years.
Norbert Leo Butts was also in Catch Me If You Can. He's a musical theater star. He was in Big Fish.
Troglodyte. I don't know this guy.
Oh, why would you?
Oh, wow. He's got a nice body.
Well, but I'm saying it's a bit of stunt casting. That's an older character actor always.
Yeah, it needs to be a guy like in his 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're just aging down.
So he basically says, Dad even says,
Dempsey, my darling, you need to take a step back. No rushing in. So they go the next morning. They wake up and y'all, it's V-Day, Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's. Fuck that Valentine's. Outcast.
Oh, yeah.
Valentine's.
Boy, that is a callback.
God.
Anyway.
What good album.
So she's like, yeah, I think it went pretty well. Now, of course, y'all, Statler is doing the most because that's what she does. She's like, I got a scavenger hunt plan for Dempsey.
And you're right when it is love bombing. That's a great word for it.
And I think she's kind of aware of it, but she can't stop herself. That's why she's an interesting watch for me.
Y'all really are a lot alike.
I don't love bomb.
You don't love bomb, but when you're in something, you'll be like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. And then later you call me and you're like, yeah, I did it. That, I'm like, yeah. I knew you were going to do that.
So later on, she's even saying, I didn't expect to fall in love this soon. I've only been in England for a week and I love her. And then she said, last time I did this with my ex, she said it was too much. She's like, that's the definition of insanity. That's why she's peak 90 day. She's so in love.
I think it would be fine to do, like, look, you haven't seen this person. It's Valentine's Day. Do a scavenger hunt. Do the s'mores. I think all that's actually sweet and thoughtful.
Yeah.
But just not saying, and I'm going to do all this and profess my love to you and saying, like, just let it do the scavenger hunt and have a nice time.
Yeah.
And then
I agree.
Fucking scissor afterwards and fall asleep.
Yeah. I think lady loving ladies have been on record that they don't say scissoring.
They don't
scissor. Yeah, they've.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it offensive? I hope
no,
not.
No, they're just saying it's not a thing.
Oh, I don't know what happens with lady loving ladies in the bedroom. Let us know what you call it.
Let's
lady loving sissies.
I want to do Tyrae. I know we said we'll just have. We'll just. I want to get this over with because I want to get out what I need to say.
All right, let's talk about, as we said, Tyrae and whoever.
And the traditional gift just for...
A warm body in front of him.
My... You were catfished, or I was catfished with your pictures.
The saddest part to me about this is he still thinks that, not the guy who was playing Carmella, a part of him hopes that Carmella, the real Carmella, is going to fall in love with him.
That, and
100%.
That's what I'm talking about. This is not even, this is where it feels like catfish, but you don't have Neve saying, hey, you do understand that this isn't the real, this isn't the person who was talking to you. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's missing here. I think that's
delusional.
What we've been calling this catfish mixture, and it is. But catfish has this idea that they're trying to ground the person in the reality and the present to help them.
This guy's on one of those. You know when you're playing Super Mario.
Out here.
You know how when you are playing Super Mario Brothers and you get the thing that goes ding 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 and you run really fast and then you jump and you end up catching a vine up top and then you climb
and you're in that cloud
to
world.
A cloud and then you're in the cloud world and you don't know where the fuck you are and then suddenly you have to jump down from the cloud world. You got all these coins and you jump down from the clouds and you go and then you fall into a pit because you don't know what's below you.
And in that pit, you're told that the girl you met in the cloud world was a man, baby.
Was a man, baby. That's Tyrae.
So y'all, this is about a month since this story has big time holes in it. And so part of me wants to know what happened in between. And part of me doesn't want to see it because it's too sad. But Carmella, who we found out lives in Denver, got back to him and by text, she's like, well, I'm sorry that happened to you.
What's she going to say? I wish you the best.
That is the complete quantity of kindness she shows him. That's it. And that's enough. So he basically says, and even mom's the one who says, for what? Which is still something I want to repeat.
Mother Whitney, by the way, she looks great. She's sitting there and she's like, yeah, I don't think this is a good idea. She's right. She's like, what are you walking into? Are you walking into a trap? Are you walking into
it's
a person
sketchy.
That's taking advantage of you? Like, it's sketchy. Now, originally... I'm glad he's going to Denver where Carmella was. Because when we saw the previews, I thought he was going to...
Barbados to see Christian.
Barbados. And
which,
I was like,
to me, that's actually more appropriate.
It is more appropriate to see that guy. But what if he goes to Denver? Because we're on episode, what, 9?
Yeah,
we've
or
got
10.
A lot of toe to cover.
Oh, by the way, this episode is called... I'm answering it. Sex, Lies, and Videotapes.
Oh.
Or Videotape, I believe. Great movie, Linda Fiorentino. You never
seen. And also a very special segment of Piano Cat 77 after 11:45.
We still got videotapes.
I know, because I went on to do a late Zoom one time and someone was using our Zoom. Wasn't what I wanted to see.
Mine was shut down. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. FCC complaints.
No, it's this.
We got a lot of tips, though. Oh,
Jesus. It's, I don't think he, I wouldn't be surprised if this man goes to meet her in Denver. That ends up being, that lead is cold. And then still decides to go to Barbados, meet this guy, and then gets into a same-sex relationship with this guy. Wouldn't surprise me at this
point. Well, here's the thing. That's what's so sad about it, that he would rather do this to talk to the woman who had nothing to do with any of this, because that seems heterosexual.
Yeah.
Because talking to the person, because he is aware now, this woman never spoke to him before.
Never.
He has been told, but part of his brain can't understand that. And it makes me think that we're not only dealing with a sad life and trauma, but this is mental illness.
It does feel like, I mean, it's pretty delusional. And this is coming from someone who once gave my rent check to a man on Chatterbait from Colombia because he said I had pretty eyes.
Yeah.
I've been delusional, but this is like, it feels, I will say, it's kind of riveting to watch, but at the same time, does feel a little exploitive.
No, I want to scratch my eyes out when I watch. Yeah. So his two sisters are going with him, thank God, because I feel like he needs a chaperone anywhere he goes.
Oh, I hope they go later on when he meets this woman at the rest. I hope they go there incognito.
with hats and
with
costumes.
With like blonde wigs. And Tyrae wouldn't know.
No, he wouldn't. So, and again, I wrote down, he's giving her a gift. This, and I wrote down, being on TV is the gift.
That's what I wrote
for
too.
For Carmella.
She just wants to be on television.
So later on, the bartender, I just liked it. The bartender's like, so you mean anyone? He's like, yeah. And I expect her to go, I think they cut a segment where he's like, how long you got?
How long got explained. And then they just show him waiting there, and he drinks his water, and they edit in the sound of, like, just a struggle.
Yeah. By the way,
chef's kiss to the editing.
This is shades of both Ricky from B90 season one, and when he was waiting, and Ben and Mahogs.
Ben and Mahogs, and
there's more waiting at the restaurant. Right. But no, she never waited for him
at a
restaurant.
No, she never waited for him at a restaurant. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So that's what I was kept thinking. This was...
Oh, yeah, Ben just waited and waited. They're still together.
Joke. This is a classic 90-day trope. I don't know if she's going to show up. I think she will. Because, y'all, why would a sex worker take any promotion?
If you tell me a camera's in front of me and we're filming it, I'm there.
Anyway, the door opens. Who knows who comes in?
Who knows?
Maybe it's someone who just wants an onion blossom.
It better not be a fucking postal worker delivering mail, and that's what 90 Day Fiancé is teasing us with.
That's the show.
That's the show, everybody.
Wow.
Oh, what? This was a ride, and we're only half done. Next episode, we're going to have Gino and Jasmine and Michelle and Nicola.
Misha.
What did I say? Michelle, Misha, and then someone else.
Christian and Cleo.
Ugh. Oh.
Yeah.
Ugh. I did, my neighbor who lives across from me is from Minnesota. He's from the Minneapolis area. And I said, what do you think about people from Edina? And he went, oh, God. He rolled his eyes. So, it's not a good reputation.
Yeah, he's going into the rogues gallery.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Throw him on the burn pile.
Burn. That's it. We're gonna
fire's getting low.
Fire's getting low. We're
going
to end this show because we got donuts and coffee to do part two. But we'll see you around the bend. But until
see
then,
you around the bend.
I don't know. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts? looking for love in all the wrong places, Poots.
Yes.
And if your only daughter is really good, you're really concerned about your only daughter getting too involved in the next relationship with a fanciful lady, you call us. Give us a ring.